As outgoing President Donald Trump continues his attempts to overturn the election results, others are already organizing to prepare for the incoming Biden administration. Among them, environmental and youth activists who want President-elect Joe Biden to take bold action on climate change and economic justice. The Sunrise Movement, a youth-led group working on climate issues, brought together young activists and progressive lawmakers for a rally Thursday morning outside the Washington, D.C. office of the Democratic National Committee. John Henry Williams is an organizer with the Sunrise Movement.
And in 2020, in the middle of a global pandemic, while the police continue to kill black people in this country, and hurricane after hurricane is battering our country, we have the decision. Are we going to get up or are we going to give up? And I am part of a generation of black, indigenous, Latinx people of color who are getting up. Rose by the millions to help get Joe Biden elected.
Climate change is an issue that resonates with many youth activists, including environmental and economic justice activists. Margaret Kwateng is with the Grassroots Global Justice Alliance.
That's why we're here today, is that we're demanding that, you know, Biden be brave, that he step up to the plate, because we have the solutions in our communities.
In particular, the activists are supporting the Green New Deal, a package of legislation aimed at addressing climate change and economic inequality. Kwateng says the Green New Deal is part of a down payment on the world we need and part of a transition to a better type of economy.
And at the root of many of these crises is actually the need to prioritize profit over people. So when we're thinking about why the COVID crisis got so bad, we can point directly to the desire to have businesses make profit and to stay open, rather than spending the money and the time to support people with resources to stay safe. That same logic has been what has exacerbated the climate crisis, the desire to continue to fuel extraction over protecting life and protecting our communities.
Democratic Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts was a co-sponsor of the Green New Deal back in February. He says at this time, the fossil fuel industry is descending on Washington, D.C.
And they want to call the Green New Deal socialism. And you know what our answer is? What do you call 100 years of tax breaks for the oil and the gas and the coal industry? And what we're saying is, give us the same breaks for wind and solar and all electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids and battery storage technologies, and we will bury the fossil fuel industry.
Markey's co-author on the Green New Deal was Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York.
This isn't 2015 anymore. This isn't 2010 anymore. It's not 2005 anymore. Climate is now a top three issue for voters across the country. And it's about time that our Congress and our administration starts acting like it.
Ocasio-Cortez is one of four progressive women lawmakers often referred to as the Squad, a number that has grown with the election of new progressive Democrats in the recent election. Another Squad member is Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. She offered encouragement to the activists and vowed to keep up the fight.
Because we hear you, we are here with you, and we stand by you. And every single day that we spend in Congress will be a day devoted to this movement and the things that we are fighting for to have a better future for tomorrow.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.